no panic zone. I am America's voice. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, August the 31st, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, new polling should have Democrats very worried about the presidential race and the battle for control of the U.S. Senate. In fact, new polling shows President Trump picking up momentum and taking the lead in some very key races. Number two, a stunner from the CDC as the agency admits that less than 10,000 Americans have died from COVID-19 alone. The vast majority of those listed as COVID deaths have had, on average, more than 2.5 other underlying illnesses. We'll talk about that. And number one, another death from rioting in the streets, this time in Portland, Oregon, as the leader of the Patriot Prayer Group is gunned down when the two sides collide in the streets. How long is this going to go on? This comes, of course, after two others are killed in the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin, when rioters collided with those trying to stop them. And in Wisconsin, the governor says, we don't want the president here. President Trump headed to Wisconsin tomorrow. That's his plan, to go to Kenosha, to look at what's happening, to talk to the people on the ground. And far left Governor Tony Evers, who, by the way, rejected an offer by the president to bring in the National Guard before people died. He refused, of course, and now there are bodies in the streets. Immediately thereafter, however, he said, okay, we'll take the National Guard, and there has not been any violence since. The National Guard was sent to Kenosha, Wisconsin. There has been no violence since. And the governor has the gall, the unmitigated gall, to suggest the president should not come. Let me tell you something. The reason they're worried about the president coming to Wisconsin and Michigan and Minnesota and elsewhere is because he's winning there. In fact, coming up a little bit later on the program, we'll have the pollster here who got 2016 exactly right. And brand new polling from Wisconsin shows the president leading there. A brand new poll from Michigan shows the president leading there as well. And with John James leading in a crucial Senate race in the state of Michigan. It's beginning to appear a lot like the Democrats are panicking, because it's beginning to look a lot like Joe Biden's campaign is doing what it always does. Collapsing. Losing steam. Losing focus. Apparently you can't stay in your basement the entire time, but listen to this. Joe Biden again this week. No plans to go campaign anywhere. They're talking about maybe going to Minnesota after Labor Day. And maybe Wisconsin after Labor Day. You can't win a football game sitting on the sidelines. Riding the bench doesn't get you championships. That's the way it is. The polls moving in the president's favor. In fact, brand new polling, I'm going to see this here, shows that the support among African Americans increasing after the convention by 9 points for the president. 9-point increase for the president in the ratings after the Republican National Convention. An increase of 2 points among Hispanic voters, putting the president at 26% among black voters, 32% among Hispanic voters. That would be a dramatic move from where we were in 2016. Even a couple of points in movement toward the president for black and Hispanic voters would be the end of the Democrat Party hopes for 2020. An end to it, 100%. But the outreach to black voters during the RNC, paying dividends. Meanwhile, in Portland, the violence goes on. And again, nobody wants their town to be Kenosha, Wisconsin or Portland, Oregon. That's the message that's coming out now. And that's why Joe Biden is finally weighing in. He sat on the sidelines for so long, saying nothing about the riots in Portland or Seattle or Minneapolis. The skyrocketing violence in New York City and Cleveland and Milwaukee and Miami. He sat quietly by and said nothing. And then came Kenosha. Again, he said nothing. It's reflecting in the polls. That's the problem for the Democrats. The question of the day, why are the Democrats so panicked if they really believe Joe Biden is winning? The answer is simple. Donald Trump is winning. The biggest argument of the year, and they know it. COVID has faded from the headlines for most. The biggest argument of the year is law and order. In fact, a new Harris Hill poll says the number one concern for 37% of Americans, which makes it far away the biggest concern in America is violence in our cities and suburbs. 37% of Americans believe that violence in our cities and suburbs is the number one issue facing us all in 2020. And yet, Portland's helpless mayor, Ted Wheeler, threw the governor there of Oregon under the bus, not once but twice, and then made clear how utterly stupid and helpless he is, incapable of running his city. You have to hear this when it comes to violence and how hopeless it is for those that live in Portland. Bite number two with the so-called mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler. Bite number two. Go.
As you know, on two prior occasions, I have asked the governor for the National Guard. She declined in those two circumstances, but we are in communication now. It is my belief that between PPB, the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, and the state police, we have been successfully throughout this in terms of operations when we're combined and when we're collaborating. And I am told by our law enforcement professionals that that is sufficient, but I'll defer to the chief.
Did you want to say something on that?
Sorry. No, I don't want to say anything on that.
You mentioned that you feared that something like this could happen. Given that, how come the city didn't take action over the weekend to prevent something like this?
Well, I'm not sure how you specifically operationally can prevent this.
You don't know how operationally you can prevent this? I have an answer. The National Guard, which has been offered time and again. You blame the governor. I blame you, sir. You're the one that said that federal agents were creating a bigger problem in Portland, and now you have a man dead in your streets, gunned down. A man that was a member of a group called Patriot Prayer Group, gunned down by rioters, murdered in the streets of your city, and you have no operational idea how to stop it? You are an idiot. The mayor of Portland, Oregon, is a flat-out idiot who should resign. But make way for what, you'd wonder. Meanwhile, standing tall in his basement, Joe Biden says, well, you know, they're peaceful protesters, and we'll see what we can do. For real, bite number five with the former vice president, hapless as ever, in his basement. Bite number five, Joe Biden calling for who knows what. Here it is.
By standing and recommending that you should be deployed to, quote, dominate your fellow citizens for exercising their rights to peacefully protest. And threatening if governors didn't do something, the president would.
Peaceful protest. Mr. Biden, is that what you call this? People being murdered in the streets, assaulted, $1 billion in damage and counting. Far more than that now, actually. Billions of dollars in damage from the rioting across this country. This is peaceful protesting to you. You're hopeless. In a sad, sad case at this point. 14 after, listen to me, it's Monday. We've got a lot to get to here. We're going to get to all that polling, all that new information. A lot of good stuff coming your way. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
If I told you you could save hundreds on utilities every month and thousands every year, would you listen? Let me tell you. WellConnect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you a pile of cash. WellConnect is the most affordable geothermal system available today. So if you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, this might just change your mind. WellConnect is a hybrid geothermal system that can reduce your heating bills to just $600 a year and your cooling bill to just $50 a year. No, I'm not kidding. WellConnect pays for itself and keeps you comfortable the whole time. Right now, you can get a brand new WellConnect hybrid geothermal system installed in your home for as little as $80 a month. WellConnect is easy as 1, 2, 3. First, find out if your home is a good fit for WellConnect. Second, schedule a free home visit or virtual tour. And third, get a brand new state-of-the-art WellConnect system installed. Call 989-356-2113 or go to WellConnectSaves.com. WellConnectSaves.com.
Flowers.
Flowers. There's a reason we feel happy to receive them.
And just as happy to send them.
Because studies prove that flowers reduce anxiety,
increase happiness,
and help us live in the moment.
Which is why the best time for flowers
is always now.
Best part is, you don't even need a prescription.
And nothing replaces hugs like a bouquet of smiling flowers.
Let the ones you love live in the moment with you.
With flowers.
Sponsored by the Great Lakes Floral Association, floral marketing supporters, and the MAB.